couldn't run fast, and in every single race she always came last. The children thought the pixie was strange. They laughed at her difference, and they didn't like change. The truth pixie didn't mind. She really didn't care, and nor did the mouse who lived in her hair. The trouble was that Ada did care, because the children at school would always be there. There was one girl whose name was Lena. She had cold eyes and couldn't be meaner. She laughed at Ada and her pixie friend, so Ada tried to be normal but couldn't pretend. "You aren't normal," that's what Lena told her. Ada closed her eyes and wished she was older. "You never smile and you talk really funny. Your clothes are shabby and you've got no money. You hang out with a pixie and cry when you're sad. You live in a tiny house with your weird old dad. And this pixie of yours, why is she with you? She's so very rude and she smells of poo. Pixies are evil. Pixies are bad. If you live with a pixie, you end up mad."
Ada was quiet. Ada couldn't speak. Ada's legs felt really weak. The pixie was there and she got really cross. She had to show this girl who was actually the boss.
"You ask me why I smell of poo?